In this bulletin, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese visits Ukraine following last week's NATO summit in Europe. Torrential rain across New South Wales causes dangerous conditions as authorities warn of a flooding emergency. And in sport, an emotional stage victory for the Flying Dutchman at the Tour de France. With all the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Tina Quinn. A very good morning to you. Australia has pledged further support for Ukraine in its fight against Russian forces. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has visited destroyed towns near Kiev with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Mr. Albanese announced that Australia will provide 34 additional armoured vehicles and prohibit Russian gold imports, with further sanctions also to be imposed and travel bans on 16 more Russian ministers and oligarchs. It brings the total number of Russian individuals sanctioned by Australia to 843.
In Bucha today, I saw clear evidence of a war crime. People need to be held to account for their actions. Australia stands ready to continue to support the government and the people of Ukraine for as long as it takes for Ukraine to emerge victorious in defence of your national sovereignty and your homeland, because you are fighting for the international rule of law.
Australia will also supply 14 more armoured personnel carriers and 20 Bushmaster vehicles. Mr. Albanese's visit is a side trip on his way home from Paris. Thousands of people have been asked to evacuate or prepared to do so as more flooding creates dangerous conditions across much of New South Wales. Areas stretching from Newcastle to the south coast and as far inland as Oberon are at risk, but especially Western Sydney's flood-prone Hawkesbury Nepean area. A flood warning has been issued for parts of Emu Plains in Western Sydney, with residents in affected areas urged to evacuate. The State Emergency Response Department answered thousands more emergency calls over the weekend, dispatching dozens of rescue squads. New South Wales Emergency Services Minister Steph Cook warned that affected communities should not take their safety for granted.
Please be sensible and make good decisions on behalf of yourself and those loved ones around you so that you don't put your life at risk or the lives of your loved ones at risk and the lives at risk of our emergency services volunteers.
Trade and tourism are high on the agenda for Jacinda Ardern as the New Zealand Prime Minister prepares to visit Australia this week. The Kiwi leader will attend a formal meeting with Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and take part in a Australia NZ leadership forum along with a number of New Zealand ministers. She's also due to deliver a speech on foreign policy at the Lowy Institute. The visit, however, will be focused on trade and tourism, with more than 30 Kiwi business leaders joining Ms. Ardern in Australia. Taliban authorities in Afghanistan have held off from announcing whether girls will once again be able to access educational facilities. Afghan girls have been banned from schools beyond the sixth grade in most of the country since the Taliban's return to power last August. While a handful of provinces continue to provide education to all, most closed educational institutions for both girls and women. Afghanistan's Taliban rulers were expected to address this issue at a Grand Assembly meeting, lifting the hopes of many girls and international observers, but they did not make a decision. Teacher Fatima Ahmed says that the Taliban is offering empty promises to subdue resistance to their regime.
We are not the women of 20 years ago, and they want to calm all women. And they, with this saying that today we open the school, tomorrow we open the school, but nothing. At the end, nothing. They want to cheat all the women of Afghanistan.
To sport now, and in cycling, Dylan Hunevegan has clinched the third stage of the Tour de France as Wout van Aert took second place to retain the overall leader's yellow jersey. It was an emotional victory for the Dutchman who represents Team Bike Exchange Jayco. He was suspended for 9 months by the International Cycling Union in 2020 for causing the crash that severely injured Fabio Jakobsen at the Tour of Poland. Due to that suspension, he considered quitting the sport. But this victory and the comeback story meant the world to him.
I want to say thanks to my team, and to my family and my friends to bring me back to the Tour. In a good shape. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Monday is a rest day before the race action returns on SBS on Tuesday for a 171.5 kilometre journey from Dunkirk to Calais. And that's all the latest from the SBS newsroom this morning. I'm Tina Quinn.